Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, April 11th. Coming up on today's show, we'll get into the surf report and the weather outlook. Then we'll jump into some local news and a few interesting happenings in business, science, and entertainment. But first, you'll be interested to know, 54 years ago, today in 1970, Apollo 13 launched from Cape Kennedy, Florida, and was a NASA mission that faced a crisis when an oxygen tank exploded en route to the moon. This incident jeopardized the lives of astronauts Jim Lovell, Fred Hayes, and Jack Swigert. Initially aiming for a lunar landing, the mission's objectives were drastically altered following the explosion. The crew had to use the lunar module as a lifeboat for a safe return to Earth, foregoing their moon landing. This event turned a routine spaceflight into a dramatic survival mission, showcasing the ingenuity and resilience of both the astronauts and the ground team. So now you know. And now you know what time it is. It's time for the surf report. Expect an increase in both north-northwest and south-southwest swells towards the end of this week. Areas in North County, San Diego will see knee to waist-high surf, with standout spots nearing chest-high. Light and variable offshore wind are expected early mornings, with westerly onshore flow starting to pick up, then reaching moderate levels for the back half of the day. Expect a potential uptick in north-northwest swell by the weekend, with a south-southwest swell bringing waist to stomach-high waves and chest-high waves at summer standouts in South County, San Diego. Thursday in Encinitas and North County, it's looking good and clean at 2 to 3 feet until 10, then fair until noon. After that, it's looking a little choppy, but might clear up a bit for a sunset session. Best time to ride is at 8 a.m. with a half-foot incoming tide, when the west-northwest swell is 2 feet at 15 seconds and the onshore wind is just about zero. The first high tide Thursday will be 4 feet just after 12:30 p.m. with a 2-foot low tide just before 5. The nearshore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 60 degrees for the water temperature. Checking out the weather in the Encinitas area. This morning, it's partly cloudy and feels like 54 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 7:16, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:21. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog before 11 a.m. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high near 66 and wind of 5 to 10 mile per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 55. Looking ahead in the weather, Friday will be partly sunny with a high near 63 degrees and south wind 5 to 15 mile per hour. Saturday brings a chance of afternoon showers and a high near 61. The chance of rain continues Saturday night. Sunday and Monday will be mostly sunny with highs near 60 degrees. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the Encinitas City Council has approved a $382,000 five-year chemical treatment plan to protect the heritage Canary Island date palm at Moonlight Beach from the South American palm weevil. This invasive beetle, first detected in 2011 in San Diego County, poses a significant threat to palms, particularly the Canary Island variety. The plan involves regular inspections, the removal of infested palms, and preventive treatments, including a controversial pesticide. Despite the pesticide's risk to bees, an exception is being sought due to the city's Bee City USA status and the already enhanced pollinator habitat and limited use of pesticides. The move comes as the weevil's presence has necessitated the removal of numerous infected palms across the city, highlighting the challenge of preserving local heritage and biodiversity against invasive species. Now on to sports. Major League Baseball is facing an unprecedented pitcher injury crisis, with top pitchers like Spencer Strider and Shane Bieber suffering from severe elbow issues. These injuries are closely linked to the pursuit of higher velocity and complex pitches, like the sweeper. Keith Meister, a top elbow surgeon and physician for the Texas Rangers, notes a surge in specific tear patterns due to these pitching styles. Strider, for example, is potentially facing his second elbow reconstruction in 5 years, highlighting a dramatic shift from the past, when one surgery was expected to last a pitcher's career. The drive for more strikeouts and better performance is pushing pitchers to their physical limits, leading to more frequent and severe injuries. Major League Baseball and the MLB Players Association are at odds over the causes, with debates around the impact of new rules like the pitch clock. But the underlying issue remains the relentless quest for greater pitch velocity and effectiveness at the cost of long-term health. Last night in local sports, the Padres at home beat the Cubs again, 10-2. And in the NBA, the Clippers on the road lost to the Suns, 124-108. Tonight, the Kings are at home to take on the Flames. In top news, the debate on how to load a dishwasher is stirring households across the U.S., with even British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak weighing in. Nina and Stephen Edwards, a couple in New York, embody this domestic disagreement. Nana prefers a more relaxed approach, while Stephen meticulously plans the dish placement for optimal cleanliness. This household dilemma extends beyond personal preference, where social media talking heads and experts alike are sparking discussions on the proper methods and efficiency. A YouGov Omnibus survey found that 65% of Americans believe there's a right and wrong way to load a dishwasher, highlighting the intensity of this seemingly trivial yet universally relatable household debate. I mean, is it even a debate? Obviously, you should spend the extra mental time to plan out your methodology and get as many dishes packed safely with the optimal amount of cleanliness. Duh. In business news, combating inflation is proving to be a challenging task, akin to the difficulty of losing those final few pounds. Despite significant improvement from 2 years ago, when inflation peaked at 9%, it remains stubbornly above 3% this year. March saw a 3.5% increase in consumer prices from the previous year, signaling a slight acceleration in inflation. Essential expenses like rents, car insurance, and electricity are key contributors, affecting people's daily financial burdens. Additionally, rising oil prices threaten to escalate gas prices further, complicating efforts to reduce inflation. The Federal Reserve aims to lower inflation to its 2% target before considering rate cuts, maintaining a cautious stance despite market hopes for easing. This situation underscores the complex and persistent nature of inflation, posing a dilemma for policymakers and impacting public sentiment towards the economy. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is now just over $70,000. Ethereum is at $3,500. And Solana is $173. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Starting today, internet service providers in the U.S. must display clear labels that provide consumers with essential information about prices, speeds, and data caps. This FCC mandate aims to enhance transparency, especially at the point of sale, ensuring that customers understand the terms of their internet service plans. Large providers with over 100,000 subscribers must comply immediately, while smaller providers have until October 10, 2024. The labels will detail monthly charges, one-time fees, speed and latency, data allowances, and any additional costs for exceeding data caps. This initiative, part of a broader effort to eliminate hidden fees and provide consumers with straightforward pricing, has been met with resistance from some internet service providers. However, major companies like Comcast, AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile are already in compliance, showcasing the FCC's commitment to consumer rights and the importance of transparency in broadband services. And in entertainment news, Kevin Costner expressed his willingness to return to Yellowstone for the final season to conclude his character's story. Amid rumors of his departure and potential legal action against Paramount, Costner revealed at CinemaCon that while he envisioned participating in 7 seasons, his future on the show remains uncertain. He mentioned a desire for input on his character's fate, which is not typically allowed by the co-creator Taylor Sheridan. As production for the next part of season 5 is expected to start soon, time for negotiating Costner's return is dwindling. Meanwhile, Costner's film Horizon, an American saga, is set to premiere at Cannes, marking his return to the festival after 20 years. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the command module pilot of Apollo 13, Jack Swigert.
Get their stirrup your cryo tanks. In addition, I have Shaft and Trunnion.
Okay.
For a look at the Comet Bennett if you need it.
Okay, stand by. Okay, Houston, we've had a problem here.
This is Houston, say again, please.
Yes, Houston, we've had a problem. We've had a main B bus undervolt.
Roger, main B undervolt. Okay, stand by, 13, we're looking at it.
And we had a pretty large bang associated with the caution and warning there. And as I recall, main B was the one that had a amp spike on it once before.
And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.